Now we're going to hear from the brother of one of 180 Palestinian prisoners, many of them women and teenagers, that Israel has released during the pause in fighting with Hamas in exchange for Israeli hostages. Well over half of the Palestinians released were never charged with a crime, according to the Palestinian prisoners' rights group, Adamir. Ahmed Hussam Ahmed Khalil's brother, Abada, was taken prisoner by Israeli troops about a year and a half ago, and now he's back home with his family. Ahmed joins us now from Ramallah. Hi, Ahmed.
Hi.
I want to first ask you what it was like to see Abada free after a year and a half in Israeli custody.
It was a shock to us because we didn't know before the day he was released. We just saw his name in the list. Mm. So yeah, we were so happy. It was beautiful.
Take us back to when Abada was detained. How old was he and what happened?
He was 17 years old. He was at home sleeping. So they just suddenly broke in our house at 3 a.m. And they took him without knowing anything. So they just told us that Abada will be okay, he will be fine. And we just want to take him just to talk with him and to ask him some questions. But in the way how did they broke in our house, I don't think that they just wanted to talk to him and to ask him some questions. They just blowed up the door, even though the door was open. So imagine you're sleeping and suddenly wake up with dozens of soldiers in your house above mm-hmm. your head. It was really scary.
Was he ever charged with a crime? I mean, did you ever get an explanation about why he was detained?
No, nothing.
So a list provided by Israeli authorities about who was being released claims he's affiliated with Hamas, that he's accused of damaging a security area. These are things that they never told you and they never said to you and he was never charged with.
No, well, of course, you can understand from the situation that if you have done nothing and they just want to take you in the prison and to fill up their prisons, they will charge you with supporting Hamas or with making danger for the area and, you know, that you are a terrorist or something like this. Mm-hmm. So it's an easy part to give it to anyone that you are just supporting Hamas. I don't have any proof that I'm not supporting Hamas. I just post on my Facebook or on the social media that I'm supporting Gaza or the people of Gaza. They will mm-hmm. consider it that I'm supporting Hamas or we are supporting that. There are no civilians in Gaza because a lot of them are in Hamas group and something like this.
Did you ever get to see him over the last year and a half when he was detained and, as you said, never charged with a crime?
So in the whole 17 months that he spent in the prison, we just saw him, I think, 4 or 5 times. So you can't just make your visit during their celebrations and their private days and their holidays and something like this.
So how is Abada doing now that he's home?
We are welcoming him and celebrating, and a lot of people from our zone, they came to congratulate him and congratulate us for having him home. So yeah, we're so happy right now.
And how is he?
He's okay. He's doing fine. Something he told me that in the prison we didn't have any choices to eat, and we have just to eat because they don't give us good food and a lot of choices. So now when he got out, he told my mom that anything you cook, I will eat because I didn't have those choices in the prison, especially after the 7th of October.
Oh, did something, his treatment changed after the 7th
yeah.
of October?
Yeah, of course. They had long hair, long beards, because they didn't shave from 50 days. So when he was released, I didn't recognize him.
Thank you so much, Ahmed. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's Ahmed Hussam Ahmed Khalil. Israeli officials released his brother Abada as part of Israel's hostage and prisoner exchange. For more coverage of the war and for analysis and differing viewpoints, you can visit npr.org/Mideast.